Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, Tucson. Good morning to everybody that's listening into this powerful and wonderful radio broadcast. We're so happy to see everybody. We're so happy that you're tuned in on this morning, this Saturday morning. We're excited. We are excited. You know why? Guess what? Today is the day. Today is Fresh Start Expo. You got it. We've been working on this all year. You've heard me count down from 1 month to the other, to counting down from weeks to days to now. It is what it is today. Today is the event at the Tucson Convention Expo. This is it, guys. You've had all year to get ready for this event. We've been on the air talking about this event for months now, and it's time to meet me or beat me at the Fresh Start Expo. It's going down this morning, a few hours from now. The doors are going to be open at the convention center, and we're going to be having our city courts, justice courts, superior courts, juvenile courts, county attorney office, public defender's office. We're going to have one stop, going to be here doing the job fair. We got free child care. It's going down today. Let's go. Get up. Get in that shower. Go wash your face. Brush your teeth. Get in that shower. Put on some fresh clothes. And let's go. Meet me down at the Tucson Convention Center. It's going down in just a few hours from now. We've been talking about this all year. So today is the day. We're excited for the lives that's going to be impacted, and we got excited for people's lives that's going to be changed, and we're excited for families that's going to be positively impacted by this event. Listen, you really can't take control of your future if you don't address things that are in your past, and that's why we have a fresh start. Is because we want to help our friends who have been formerly incarcerated to address their past. You should not have to deal with what you're dealing with as far as a felony background for the rest of your life. After you paid your debt to society, whether if you're sentenced and convicted for 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, once you've completed your sentence, you should not have to continue to look back over your back and be worrying about your background and can't move forward in your life. But that's the reality of so many of our brothers and sisters that has been incarcerated. And that's why we have this show. This show, the Fresh Start Show, is a show that talks about the struggles of being incarcerated or being currently incarcerated or formerly incarcerated. This show is about talking about you, my brother, talking about you, my sister, talking about your struggle, what it's like to be incarcerated, what it's like to be in an institution that's really more about punishment than it is about correction. They call the prison system the Department of Correction. But the question is, ladies and gentlemen, what do prisons correct? Tell me one thing that they're doing. It's more Department of Punishment. Instead of being called the DOC, it should be called the DOP, because it specializes on treating people like animals. And let me ask you a question. If you keep treating somebody like an animal, what kind of behavior you think you're going to get? If you keep treating an individual like a dog, what do you expect the response to be? And ladies and gentlemen, when you keep treating people like animals, you're going to get animal-like behavior. And being in prison, we know that it's more about punishment. It's more about being punitive than it is about being restorative. And being restorative and bringing restoration and being about rehabilitation more than just incarceration. And that's why we have a fresh start. A fresh start is to help people actually get a real health start, a fresh start. We want you to get a real fresh start. We not just a second chance, not just a third chance. If we be honest, like you hear me say it all the time. We have blown our second chance for many of us, but thank God that you can, after a certain many chances, get an actual fresh start. So you want to beat me here today. Today is the day. There's no more days. There's only just a few hours away, and we're opening the doors at 9 a.m. this morning. You need to be here. Your brother, your sister, your cousin them, your uncle, your auntie, people in the hood that made some bad choices, been in prison, spent some time in the joint, spent some time in the pen, and you're out now, but you got a felony background. Every time you try to get a job, people are telling you no. Or you interview and they say you got a good chance to get the job, until the human resources do a background check and they find that you have a felony, and then those doors begin to close. Those are the realities of when you have spent time in prison. Not just a job, but housing. Many landlords do not allow felons to live on their property or lease or rent their property. That's the reality, ladies and gentlemen. Not just adults. We also have young people, 15, 16 years old, have been arrested and put into the juvenile detention center, have a felony before 18. Listen, the struggle is real. Fresh Start even helped young people. Did you not know that little Johnny, little Susie, maybe made some bad choices at 13, 14 years old, got a record? Guess what? The story isn't over. We help young people to seal their records. That's important, ladies and gentlemen. That's huge. Let me tell you why. Because maybe Susie and maybe Jose and Tony and Michael and Maria want to go to college or want to join the military. Maybe want to join the Air Force, Marine, and the Army and Air Force and Navy and Coast Guards. You're going to have a difficult time doing that with a felony background. But we can seal those young people's records. We can seal and expunge their records. A lot of you parents don't know that. And we are doing that at Fresh Start. Some of y'all are listening to me right now this morning, knowing that your kid could be benefiting from Fresh Start. But many times when we have these big events, people sleep on it. And then days later, they said, I shoulda, woulda, coulda. I wish I coulda made it. I know I shoulda, coulda made it, but didn't do it. So this is your chance, ladies and gentlemen. I'm talking to everybody in Radio Land, everybody on the podcast who's listening to me. You need to get some clothes on and get down to the Tucson Convention Center downtown right now. I got the judges. You don't have to go to court. Court is coming to you. I've created mobile courts where courts are leaving the actual courthouse and coming down to Main Street in your neighborhood to help you. We're going to have city judges. We're going to have justice of the peace from the justice courts. We're going to have superior court judges. And these are the courts that specializes with felony cases. We're going to have juvenile courts. So just as I stated before, you got little Tyrone and little Johnny, little Mary, little Susie made some bad choices and they've been paper arrested or been convicted in the juvenile detention center. Listen, we sealing those records. We can seal those records. So them at a very young age, not even 18 years old, already have felonies following them and closing many doors. And that's what's going to happen. But that does not have to happen to your child. That does not have to happen to your nephew or your niece. That does not have to happen to your grandchild. Listen, let's get down to the TCC. It's going down this morning. I'm excited. I'm excited because so many lives are going to be changed. Listen, you don't want to miss it. Again, we're doing job fair. We got a job fair. If you're having a difficult time getting a job, please know that we want to help you, and we will help you if you come down to the TCC. If you got a felony background and it's been very difficult for you to get a job, listen, we're going to help you get a job. We're going to have around 12 employers who are felony friendly. Listen to me, 12 employers who's felony and friendly that's willing to give you a fresh start. So come on down if you're looking for a job. We're going to be here. If you don't have a babysitter, we are offering free childcare. So it's no excuse. Just get down here. Let's clean up some stuff. City courts, justice courts are going to be helping us to help you. You got some court fees and fines. Maybe you can't afford them. Maybe it's tough. You know, we're living in a time of inflation where everything, all the prices are going up and you're trying to keep a roof over your head and food on the table. Maybe court fees and fines may be way out of your budget. Well, guess what? We're taking care of that right here downtown at the Tucson Convention Center. You can't beat that. And I'm giving you free childcare. bring the kids. You don't have a babysitter? That's fine. Bring the kids. Make no excuses. Make your way down from the north side, east side, west side, south side. Come down Oral Valley, Marana. Come down, meet me here. Green Valley, come down and meet me here. Santa Rita, come down and meet me here. For whatever region, let's make it down to the downtown TCC and let's make some things happen. Something special, something magical is getting ready to take place this downtown. I'm trying to motivate you. I'm trying to inspire you. My God, I can lead you to the water, but I can't make you drink it. But if you get down here, we're going to help you. We're going to make sure that you see an attorney. Maybe you got some stuff going on right now in court. I have the attorneys, and it's free, ladies and gentlemen. How many of you know that it's expensive to retain a lawyer? It's expensive to get legal counsel. We have the attorneys. They're there. We got, if you don't, you can't afford an attorney, we got public defenders. They will be there. You need to talk to a prosecutor. They will be there. You will have judges on site hearing cases. They will be here. Let's get down to the TCC. Let's get some clothes on and meet me or beat me down at the TCC. Is going down. We're excited. You're going to be able to finally take care of some of the things that you have not been able to take care of. So I've been getting emails saying, Dr. Ho, I got someone that have not paid any tickets. They know they're behind on tickets, probably got some fines with those tickets. You need to be at the TCC this morning. This morning. Let's handle your business. I have some PR. Somebody said my license is suspended because I failed to pay some tickets that I cannot afford. You know, what do I do? You need to put on some clothes and you need to get in that car or have somebody drive you down. Even if you got to take an Uber, you got to take a Lyft, or you got to take SunTran, or you need to get you a ride, you need to be here this morning. At 9 o'clock, the doors are opening. Let's make a change. You can't continue to keep doing the same thing over and over and over and over again, expecting different result. That's called insanity. Let's do something different. I'm a big believer. If you want things you have never had, you got to start doing things you've never done. So if you want some things you never had, you got to start doing some things you never done. Let's start doing something different. The new year is getting ready to be coming in a few more months. So let's start your new year out as the resolution of getting your driver's license. No more looking over your back, being scared of you going to be pulled over by the police. Let's stop that. Let's stop the madness. Because you can lose your liberty, you can lose your car. And if you're locked up and you lose your car, how are you going to keep your job? Eventually, you're going to lose your job. You lose your job, you begin to lose your home and get evicted. This is how it goes. That's not worth it. Let's get down to a free, let me say that again, a free environment, a free event that is going to change your life for the rest of your life. Get down to the TCC. Listen, some amazing things is coming. And we are excited. At this time, we're going to take a quick commercial break for one of our sponsors, the League of Women Voters, and we'll be right back.
The way we vote in Pima County is changing. Are you ready? The League of Women Voters of Greater Tucson invites you to visit ReadySetVoteTucson.com to learn about new vote centers for easier in-person voting, new voting districts, and changes to the early voting list. Get ready to vote at ReadySetVoteTucson.com. Brought to you by the League of Women Voters of Greater Tucson. That's ReadySetVoteTucson.com. Get ready to vote.
All right. We are so thankful for our sponsor for our show, the League of Women Voters of Tucson. We are so excited and so grateful for them to take a chance on us and be our sponsor. Because of the League of Women Voters, we're able to come and keep this show, maintain this show, as this show is a pulpit to our city, our community, speaking about the struggles of being incarcerated. And so most definitely we appreciate them. So again, you've heard me many times say, let's get down to the TCC. It is this morning. And so we got some great things that is taking place. Our mayor is going to be speaking. Our county attorney, Law Conover, will be there. She will be speaking. We have several judges, our presiding judge from the Superior Court, and our city courts will be speaking, plus many more. We're going to have some people who've been informally incarcerated, and now they have turned their life around and doing some amazing things since that time. They're going to be sharing their story on the stage at the TCC. I mean, so it's going to be powerful. It's going to be a great event. And so we are just very, very extremely excited about what Fresh Start is doing. And that's just the first phase. And so one of the things I wanted to start doing is sharing our vision of Fresh Start on our broadcast and on our podcast, so you can know that where we're trying to go. So, yes, the first phase is Fresh Start Expos, where we are doing everything we can to help people clear up their background. So we want you to get down to the Fresh Start Show, because we know it's important for us to clean up things that are in our past so that we can have a brighter future. So get down to us. The second phase is my vision as the visionary and founder of this great organization and event, is that we want to do a phase two. And eventually what I want to do is get us to a place to where we move from, you know, the Fresh Start Expo, where we clean up your background, to the Fresh Start Empowerment Center. So it is my vision, and sometime in the future, hopefully the near future, is that we can have the Fresh Start Empowerment Center. And the Fresh Start Empowerment Center will entail helping people who've been formerly incarcerated to get education, to get rehabilitation at the Empowerment Center. It's going to be the one-stop shop of what we would say, getting themselves together, a rehabilitation. So we will have behavioral health and mental health. We want to have not just behavioral health, mental health, but we want to have substance abuse, so people who are struggling with addictions can also get their help and support at that empowerment center. We want to help people who've been incarcerated. Maybe they didn't finish high school and it's been on their heart to get their GED or get their high school diploma, have a major accomplishment in their life. We're going to help you to do that with the first Fresh Start Empowerment Center. Maybe you want to get you a 2-year degree and get you a degree in engineering or degree in whatever you want. You know, we want to be able to help you get your degree. We're also going to be working on apprenticeships, where we can have people who have been formerly incarcerated to look into doing some carpentry, learn how to get certified in welding and plumbing and electrical, electrician. These are some great high-paying jobs without a degree. There's many different careers and pathways you can go without a degree if you don't want to get a degree, but have a certification, have a level of education and a specific expertise and skill. That can happen, and that's what we want to happen in our next phase for the Fresh Start Empowerment Center. So we're looking to bring the Fresh Start Empowerment Center to our city, to our community, so people have been formed in incarcerated cannot just come out of prison and get their background cleared up, which is very important, one of the most important, because you can have a bright future if you don't address your past. So that's what the first phase do, help you address your past, help you to get address those warrants, help you to get your conviction set aside, help you to get your restorations of rights where you can vote again in the 2024 election. I mean, that's what we do on the first phase. But the next phase is, now we got to give you tools. Now you got to have skill. Now you got to have education, okay? So I want you to be thinking about that in the near future as we move from having the Fresh Start Expo to now looking at the Fresh Start Empowerment Center, that when people who have been incarcerated or fresh out of prison can get linked up And registered in our classes and courses, and we can stop helping you. In the Fresh Start Fresh Start Empowerment Center, we also going to have legal services inside that center. So you can still meet with your lawyer or still meet with a lawyer or get some type of legal representation or some type of advice in regards to some issues with your legal issues. We want to make sure that there's some continuum real work going on, and making sure that people who've been incarcerated, that we just don't give them a job, right? We know right now when you get out of prison, the first thing you need after getting your background call, you need to get a job. You need to get a JOB. The JOB is going to help bring income into your household to maintain your household. We got that. You have to do that. You have to keep a roof over your head. You must keep food on the table to take care of your family. So we get the job piece, but I don't want you to settle just for the job. I want people to come to the Fresh Start Empowerment Center to two things: get establish a career and have the possibility of an entrepreneurship. So it's not just getting a job. You know, that's the first thing. Get you a job, because you got to stabilize yourself, stabilize your household, right? You got to pay the bills. You got to keep the lights on. You got to keep a roof over your head. And you got to keep food on the table. We got that. But the bigger picture is what we want to get you to looking at a career. And so that's what I was talking about, the plumbing and talking about electrician, talking about being a carpenter or AC repair. Man, I know some people that's repairing air conditions. They're making six figures, and they don't even have a degree. They're working for a company during the day, and then they got their own side hustle or their own side business that they work on weekends, and they are racking it up with no master's degrees. I'm telling you, the sky is the limit when we get to talking about these opportunities. I'm telling you that you can make it. With resilience, you know, the four F's, you know, our big logo is the big F or for the Fresh Start. The big F is our logo, and it stands for four things. Number one, faith. You got to always have faith. You got to be able to believe. You're going to need that faith. Trust me, because it's not going to be easy. Two, after faith, you got to also have some fortitude, which means you're going to have to press through some things. You're going to have to understand it's going to take some work. Then freedom. Freedom means autonomy. Right. Just because you've been in prison don't mean you have to be institutionalized. Some people, when they come out of prison, prison is still in them. So we don't want that to happen. We want you to have real freedom. We want you to have autonomy when it comes to this. OK. And then fourthly, the fourth F is family. We want you to know that you are never alone. You are never to be isolated. When you join Fresh Start, not only you join, be part of an organization, you be part of an event, and you're part of an experience, but you are part of a family. Which means that we want everyone who have come to Fresh Start to stay connected with Fresh Start, because you have developed a family. One of the great things that make it hard is when we all sitting on the island being isolated with ourselves. No, we want you to know that we are your family and you are our friends. We don't call you felons. We call you our family. We call you our friends. We change those F words into positive. You're not a felon. You are friends. And that's the reason why, even with Fresh Start events, we don't put felons on nowhere or on our paperwork, on our letterheads, on our any events we do. We want you to be proud of this event. We want you to really think that this is really, 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 really a Fresh Start. Okay, so keep pushing on. So listen, my time is getting short, but listen, it's this morning. Okay, it's just this morning. We're just an hour and a half or so away. We want you to get down to the TCC. There's some amazing things are going to take place. Well, another thing, we are doing a documentary this year. So we're going to have a filming crew down at the TCC doing a documentary, actually capturing this, because now we're getting people asking about Fresh Start in different cities, you know. So now we got to start thinking, well, what does a Fresh Start look like in Phoenix? And what does a Fresh Start look like in LA, California? What does a Fresh Start look like in Atlanta? What does a Fresh Start look like in Detroit? in Chicago. We got to start thinking about these things because I believe this is going to grow into a national organization. So we are excited about Fresh Start. We're excited about the vision. We're excited about the mission. So get down. I want to see you. Make sure you ask for Dr. Holt if you're coming. I want to meet you. I want to meet your family. I thank you for supporting our show. I thank you for being there for us through the thick and the thin. But here we are, and we're looking forward to seeing you. So don't forget, we're going to be here today at the TCC, but the show will continue on every Saturday morning at 7:30 a.m. on 106 The Groove. And so thank you for your support. I will see you downtown, and I'm looking forward to seeing you. God bless. Let's have fun. Let's impact lives, and let's make something magic happen. Take care, and God bless.